White South African writer Andre Brink says the function of writers is to keep the voice of humanity alive. Brink has written 6 novels and many essays about the moral dilemmas facing Afrikaners of conscience. His novel, A Dry White Season, was adapted into a film of the same name. His new novel is an act of terror. Book critic John Leonard has a review.
Maybe it's unfair to ask of Andre Brink more than his courage, his stamina, and his sincerity, to ask as well for grace. An Act of Terror is a wounded mammoth of a book, a dreiser in a china shop of scruples and abstractions. For the first 200 pages, we circle around the attempted assassination of the president of South Africa by a pair of white radicals, one of whom is killed trying to escape. For the next 400 pages, the other radical, a photographer named Thomas Landman, is pursued by the brutal but ingenious chief of South African security, Cat Bester. For the last 200 pages, after the whole world's changed, from Moscow and Berlin to Cape Town and Johannesburg, we are reading a family history of 13 generations of the Afrikaner Landmans, starting with Hendrik in Rotterdam in 1604, and ending with Thomas in Lusaka the day before yesterday. Throughout the novel, we meet a cast of hundreds of non-Landmans, too, of both sexes, several races, all ages, and every political persuasion. We are also fairly drenched in what Brink calls the Africa of your fibers and your dreams, a profound presence, intimate lightning, shadows of the sun, a wild subconscious in the mind of the world, mountains and moonscapes, Saharas and Kalaharis, brown rivers and desolate coasts, extinct volcanoes and tropical rainforests, bleeding sunsets and ancient hunter gods, sandstone, granite, and chalk. Plus, of course, the buffalo and warthog, the leopard and the wildebeest, a black rhino, and a sleepy lion. What all this adds up to is violence. Brink's trying to understand why Thomas acted as he did. Thomas is trying to forgive himself for the innocents who died instead of the president. The Cape of Good Hope is a bloody tusk. Of the 3 sections, the long middle is the most absorbing, as drama and psychology, a masterly account of the hunter and his prey. The family history, while generally familiar from other recent lacerating texts by white South Africans, not to mention James Michener's Covenant, still tells us a lot about this peculiar stiff-necked tribe that turned its back on the sea and the century, helping to explain why some of the children of that tribe turned in revulsion against their fathers. Though if we want literature on the subject, we're better off reading Nadine Gordimer. But weakest of all are those first 200 pages, when Thomas actually becomes a terrorist. Instead of Dostoevsky, what we get are revolutionary bumper stickers and baby talk. The best Thomas can say for himself is that Africa made him do it. Those like us require a special compassion, are in dire need of grace. This isn't good enough. Since The Possessed, since Conrad, since Malraux, writers have talked around terror, as if it were as mysterious as God's grace. Heinrich Boll, Doris Lessing, Alberto Moravia, Mary McCarthy, and Don DeLillo all seem surprised to find that means corrupt ends. Yet it seems to me that simplifying yourself in violence is easy rather than mysterious. I think it's time writers as intelligent as Brink think about the greater mystery and the higher heroism of nonviolent civil disobedience, of pacifist witness and sacrifice. Any decent social order is going to be a variation on those moral chords instead of the killer drums.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed An Act of Terror by Andre Brink, published by Summit Books.